You're dreaming.
Doug, is it about Mars?
Is that better? My poor baby. This is getting to be an obsession. Was she there?
Who?
The one you told me about. The brunette.
Oh, Laurie. I can't believe you're jealous of a dream.
Who is she?
Nobody.
Nobody?
What's her name?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know.
You better tell me. Oh. It's not funny. Dogs dream about her every night.
But I'm always back in the morning.
Let me go.
Come on, baby. You know you're the girl of my dreams.
You mean it?
You know I do.
Give you something to dream about.
The chairman defended the attack, saying that space-based weapons are our only effective defense against the Southern bloc's numerical superiority. And more violence last night on Mars, where terrorists demanding independence once again halted the extraction of terbinium ore. Quato and his so-called Freedom Brigade claim credit for this latest bombing, which attempted to reopen the sealed-off pyramid mines. Mars military restored order with minimal use of force, and all damage to the strategic facility was repaired within hours. With one mine already closed, Mars Administrator Vilos Cohagen vowed that troops would be used if necessary to keep production at full capacity. At the press conference today...
No wonder you're having nightmares. You're always watching the news.
Lori?
Doug?
Let's do it.
Do what?
Move to Mars.
Honey, why do you have to spoil a perfectly wonderful morning?
Just think about it.
Sweetheart, we've been through this a million times. You'd hate it on Mars. It's dry, it's ugly, it's boring. I mean, really, revolution could break out there any second.
Cohagen says it's just a few extremists.
You believe him?
Okay. Forget about it.
Absolutely not. Mars was colonized by the Northern Bloc at enormous expense. Our entire war effort depends on their terbinium. And it's ridiculous to think we're going to give it away just because a bunch of lazy mutants think they own
Doug.
The planet.
Maybe we should take a trip.
Any comments, sir, on the rumor
Don't
that
move,
you built
please.
The pyramid mine because you found alien artifacts inside?
There's a lot better places than Mars.
That's
what about Saturn? Don't you want to see Saturn?
Some nice alien artifacts. Mm-hmm. Our tourist industry could use a boost.
Everybody says it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it's Mr. Quato and his terrorists who spread these rumors to undermine trust in the government.
We could take one of those long space cruises.
Yes, Bill.
Come with nothing to
have
do.
Have you found Quato yet?
Mm-hmm. We don't even know what he looks like.
What do you say?
That's it for the news. Stay tuned for Christmas and the weather. But first this.
Sweetheart, Doug, I know it's hard being in a new town. Let's give it a chance, okay?
Lori, don't you understand? I feel like I was meant for something more than this. I want to do something with my life. I want to be somebody.
You are somebody. You're the man I love.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Safety zone. No unauthorized weapons allowed beyond this point. You are now entering a safety zone. No unauthorized weapons allowed beyond this point.
Would you like to see the doctor? But you're snowed under with work? Do you dream of a vacation at the bottom of the ocean? But you can't float the bill? Have you always wanted to climb the mountains of Mars? But now you're over the hill? Then come to Recall Incorporated, where you can buy the memory of your ideal vacation cheaper, safer, and better than the real thing. So don't let life pass you by. Call Recall for the memory of a lifetime.
For the memory of a lifetime. Recall, recall.
Recall?
Recall?
You know where they sell those fake memories.
Oh, recall! Recall, recall, recall! You thinking of going there?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, don't.
Why not?
A friend of mine tried one of their special offers. Nearly got himself lobotomized.
No shit.
Don't fuck with your brain, pal. It ain't worth it.
It's not.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Recall.
Douglas Quaid. I have an appointment.
Bob?
Yeah?
Doug Quaid is here to see you.
Yeah, I'll be right up.
Okay. That'll be just 1 minute, Mr. Quaid.
Thank you.
Doug! Bob McLean, it's good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in. It's through here. Go ahead and have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Now, help me out here, Doug. You were interested in a memory of,
Mars.
Yeah, Mars.
Did a problem?
To be perfectly honest with you, Doug, if outer space is your thing, I think you would be much happier with one of our Saturn cruises. Everybody raves about them.
Now, I'm not interested in Saturn. I said Mars.
Okay. You're the boss. Mars it is. Now, let me see. The basic Mars package will run you 899 credits. Now, that's for 2 full weeks of memories, complete in every detail. If you want a longer trip, that'll cost you a little more because it's a deeper implant.
What's in the 2-week package?
Well, first of all, Doug, let me tell you, when you go recall, you get nothing but first-class memories. Private cabin on the shuttle, deluxe suite at the Hilton, plus all the major sites, Mount Pyramid, the Grand Canals, and of course, Venusville.
Yeah, but how real does it seem?
As real as any memory in your head.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
No, I'm telling you, Doug, your brain will not know the difference, and that's guaranteed, or your money back.
What about the guy you lobotomized? Did he get a refund?
You're talking ancient history. Nowadays, traveling with recall is safer than getting on a rocket. Check out those statistics. Besides, a real holiday is a pain in the butt.
You got lost luggage, lousy weather, crooked taxi drivers. When you travel with Recall, everything is perfect. So what do you say?
All right.
Smart move. All right, while you fill out this questionnaire, I'm going to familiarize you with some of our options.
No options.
Whatever you say. Could I ask you just one question, though? What is it that is exactly the same about every single vacation you have ever taken?
I give up.
You? You're the same. No matter where you go, there you are. It's always the same old you. Let me suggest that you take a vacation from yourself. And I know, it sounds wild. It is the latest thing in travel. We call it the ego trip.
No, I'm not interested in that.
You're going to love this, Doug. We offer you a choice of alternate identities during your trip. Face it. Why go to Mars as a tourist when you can go as a playboy or a famous jock or...
Secret agent. How much is that?
Ah. Let me tantalize you. You are a top operative, back under deep cover on your most important mission. People are trying to kill you left and right. You meet this beautiful, exotic woman...
Go on.
I don't want to spoil it for you, Doug, but you rest assured, by the time the trip is over, you get the girl, kill the bad guys, and save the entire planet. Now you tell me, isn't that worth a measly 300 credits?
Don't worry, things hardly ever fuck up around here.
Good evening, Doug. I'm Dr. Lull.
Nice to meet you.
Ernie Patchin, Matrix 62B37. And would you like to stand a great some alien stuff?
Sure, why not? Two-headed monsters?
Don't you keep up with the news? We're doing alien artifacts now.
That's wild.
Yeah, they date back a million years. Ernie?
That's a new one. Blue sky on Mars.
Been married long?
8 years.
Oh, I see. Looking away for a little hanky-panky.
But really, I was always fascinated by Mars.
And we're set. Ready for dreamland? I'll be asking you some questions, Doug, so we can fine-tune the ego program. If you answer honestly, you'll enjoy yourself a whole lot more. Your sexual orientation?
Hetero.
So, how do you like your women? Blonde? Brunette? Redhead?
Brunette.
Slim. Athletic. Voluptuous.
Athletic.
Demure. Aggressive. Sleazy. Be honest.
Sleazy. You.
41A, Ernie.
Oh, boy, is he going to have a wild time? He's not going to want to come back.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, what do you say?
I'm not so sure, and I don't get a souvenir.
Not true. For just a few more credits, we supply t-shirts, snapshots of you at the site, and even letters from the...
Bob!
Now, what is it?
You better get down here.
And look, I am with a very important client.
It looks like we got another schizoid embolism.
I'll be right back.
Mr. McClain? Mr. McClain?
Bob, what's wrong?
Don't let her leave.
Get off you! You blew my cover!
Look,
here. You can't do a simple goddamn double implant.
It's not my fault they hit a memory cap.
They'll be here any minute. They killed you all.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
Let me go.
Mr. Quaid, try to calm down.
My name is not Quaid. Let me go. Untie me
now.
Hurry,
grab his leg.
Untie me.
Hold it down, Quaid.
Let me go.
Are you all right? Listen to me. He has been going on and on about Mars. He has really been there.
Use your head, you dumb bitch. He's just acting out the secret agent portion of his ego trip.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
Because we haven't implanted it yet.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I've been trying to tell you. Someone has erased his memory.
Wait, excuse me. Someone? I mean, we're talking about the fucking agency.
Shut up!
Bob, the client's gone.
Okay. All right, look, here's what we're going to do. Renata, cover up any memory that he's got of us or recall.
I'll do what I can. It's pretty messy in there.
Ernie, dump him in a cab around the corner. Tiffany, you help him. I'm going to destroy his file and refund his money. And if anybody comes asking, we never even heard of Douglas Quaid.
Where am I?
You're in a Johnny Cab.
I mean, what am I doing here?
I'm sorry. Would you please rephrase the question?
Huh? How did I get in this taxi?
The door opened. You got in. Hell of a day, isn't it? Thank you for taking Johnny Cab.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the ride.
Hey, Quaid!
Gary.
How was your trip to Mars?
What trip?
You went to recall, remember?
I did?
Yeah, you did. I told you not to, but you went anyway.
What are you, my father?
Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Listen, I'm already late. Thank you very much. But
hey, come on,
bring him
out of here. Hurry. Come on, move it. Let's go get that drink.
What is going on? What the fuck did I do wrong? Tell me.
You blabbed, Quaid. You blabbed about Mars.
Are you crazy? I don't even know anything about Mars.
You should have listened to me, Quaid. I was there to keep you out of trouble.
Harry, you're making a big mistake. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
Uh-uh, pal. You got yourself mixed up with somebody.
Hi, honey. What are you doing?
Some men just tried to kill me.
Muggers? Are you all right?
No, they were spies or something. And Harry from work, he was the... Get down! Harry from work, he was the boss.
Take it easy, Doug, okay? Tell me exactly what happened. Why would spies want to kill you?
I don't know, but it had something to do with Mars.
Mars? You've never even been to Mars.
I know, it sounds crazy. But see, I went to this recall place after work.
You went to those brain butchers?
Oh, let me finish.
What did they do to you? Tell me.
I got a trip to Mars. And so what happened was... Well, forget about recall,
Doug.
Will you? These guys were going to kill me.
Doug, nobody tried to kill you.
They did, but I killed them.
Listen to me, sweetheart. Those assholes at Recall have fucked up your mind. You're having paranoid delusions.
You call this a delusion?
Doug? Doug, I'm gonna call a doctor.
Don't call anybody.
Hello.
Lori. Talk. I said talk.
I'm not your wife.
The hell you're not.
I swear to God, I never saw you before 6 weeks ago. Her marriage is just a memory implant.
You think I'm stupid? Remember our wedding?
Was implanted by the agency.
Falling in love.
Implanted.
Our friends, my job, 8 years together. Suppose all of this was implanted too?
The job's real. The agency set it up.
Bullshit.
They erased your identity and implanted a new one. I was written in as your wife so that I could watch you and make sure the erasure took. Sorry, Quaid. Your whole life is just a dream.
Okay, then. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
It's me. I just work here. Doug. Doug, there's something I want you to know. You were the best assignment I ever had. Really.
I'm honored.
You sure you don't want to? Just for old time's sake? Come on, if you don't trust me, you can tie me up.
I didn't know you're so kinky.
Maybe it's time you found out.
Clever girl.
You wouldn't shoot me, would you, Doug? After all we've been through?
Some of it was fun. Nice knowing you.
Are you okay?
Guess I blew it.
What does he remember?
Nothing so far.
I've got him.
Shit, he's going for the subway. Let's get him. Go.
Let's go. Move it.
Pack your stuff and get out of here.
What if they bring him back?
Not a chance.
Subway, go!
Escalator.
You four go up.
You come with me.
Get out of the way!
Blame you, man. I wouldn't want a guy like Quaid porking my old lady.
You saying she likes it?
No, I'm sure she hated every minute of it.
6 beta 9, 6 beta 9. We have a live transmission from Mr. Cohagen.
Richter here, patch it through.
You're on, Mr. Cohagen. What the fuck is going on down there?
I'm trying to neutralize a traitor, sir.
If I wanted him dead, you moron, I wouldn't have dumped him on Earth.
We can't let him run around. He knows too much.
Laurie says he can't remember jack shit.
That's now. In an hour, he could have total recall.
Listen to me, Richter. I want Quaid delivered alive for reimplantation. Have you got that? I want him back in place with Laurie. Did you hear me?
What was that, sir? I couldn't
Richter,
hear you.
What are you doing? Did you hear
Quaid
me?
Again. Switching to another channel, sir. I've got sunspots.
Call him back! Call him back!
I'm losing you. Where was he?
Second level, Galleria.
You should have killed Quaid on Mars.
How we doing?
Fine. We're zooming in.
We got it.
Want to live, don't hang up.
What do you want?
They've got your bug. They'll be busting down your door in about 3 minutes unless you do exactly what I say. Don't bother searching. The bug's in your skull.
Who are you?
Never mind. Wet a towel and wrap it around your head. That'll muffle the signal.
How'd you find me?
I'd advise you to hurry. This'll buy you some time. They won't be able to pinpoint you.
Shit!
What?
I lost him.
We'll find him.
Yeah, right.
Come on, hurry up. You look beautiful. Now go to the window. Go. Can you see me down here?
Mm-hmm.
This is the suitcase you gave me.
I gave you?
I'm gonna set it here. You come and get it, keep moving.
Wait.
What?
Who are you?
We were buddies in the agency back on Mars. You asked me if you disappeared to come and find you, so here I am. Goodbye.
What was I doing on Mars? Excuse me, ma'am, but this is mine.
I don't see your name on it.
Someone left it for me.
You go find your own bag.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I need it.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Son of a bitch gotta be around here somewhere.
That guy there.
Hello. I'm Johnny Cat. Where can I take you tonight?
Drive. Drive.
Would you please repeat the destination?
Oh, anywhere. Just go. Go!
Please state a street and number.
Shit.
I'm not familiar with that address. Would you please repeat the destination? Mama! Fasten your seatbelt. Is 18 credits, please.
Sue me, dickhead.
We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Howdy, stranger. This is Hauser. If things have gone wrong, I'm talking to myself, and you've got a wet towel wrapped around your head. Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise. You are not you. You're me. No shit.
6 Beta 9, come in.
You find him?
We picked up an explosion at the old cement factory.
Send 2 units, we'll meet you there.
Roger.
All my life I worked for Mars Intelligence. I did Cohagen's dirty work. But a few weeks ago I met somebody, a woman, and I learned a few things. Like, I've been playing for the wrong team. All I can do now is try to make up for it. See, there's enough shit in here to fuck Cohagen good. Now, unfortunately, if you're listening to this, that means that he has got to me first. And here comes the hard part, old buddy. Now it is all up to you.
Great.
What do we got?
Nothing here.
He's gone.
I got a weak signal over there. Split up. Find him.
First, let's get rid of the bug in your head. Take this thing out of the case and stick it up your nose.
Don't worry. It's self-guiding.
Just shove real hard.
Bang!
When you hear the crunch, you're there. Just pull it out. Be careful. It's my head, too.
I got a lock.
Let's go. Now, this is the plan. Get your ass to Mars. Then go to the Hilton and flash that Brubaker ID at the desk. That's all there's to it. Just do what I tell you, and we can nail that son of a bitch who fucked you and me. I'm counting on you, buddy. Don't let me down.
To protect you from the vacuum outside. Please do not touch exterior windows or airlocks. And since the air volume is limited, no smoking is allowed anywhere in the colony.
All right.
Thank you, and enjoy your stay on Mars.
Passport?
Oh.
Quick, wait! Stand back!
Mr. Cohagen wants to see you. Right away.
Any news of Quaid?
Not since you lost him.
Watch your mouth, Captain.
We've got a car to take.
So how long do you plan to stay on Mars?
2 weeks. Look at that shit.
What the hell's this?
The Martians love Coatl. They think he's fucking George Washington.
Kill the bastard.
Nobody knows who he is.
Have you brought any fruits or vegetables onto the planet?
2 weeks.
Excuse me?
2 weeks. 2 weeks!
It's not just graffiti. The rebels took over the refinery last night. No terbinium is going out. And it gets worse. The rebels... Oh, I
That's Quaid.
Where?
The woman. Get him. Her.
Arrest that woman. Get that woman. Get off these people. Clear. Get ready for a surprise.
Cohagen raised the price of air.
Again?
Nobody on Earth gives a damn what happens up here.
Yeah, they just want our terbinium so they can fight this stupid war.
Excuse me, what's that?
You mean the pyramid mine? I used to work there until I found that alien shit inside.
Well, that's a rumor, isn't it?
Think so.
To see me, sir.
Richter, do you know why I'm such a happy person?
No, sir.
Because I've got the greatest job in the solar system. As long as the terbinium keeps flowing, I can do anything I want. Anything. In fact, The only thing I ever worry about is that one day, if the rebels win, it all might end.
And you're fucking making it happen! First you try and kill Quaid, and then you let him get away.
He had help from our side, sir.
I know that.
But I thought...
Who told you to think? I don't give you enough information to think! You do what you're told. That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get down to business. We've got a tricky situation here.
Quato wants what's in Quaid's head. And he might be able to get it, because they say he's psychic. And I have a plan to keep this from happening. Do you think you could play along?
Yes, sir.
Great. Because otherwise I'll erase your ass.
Get together, Bob. All right.
You got some identification?
Yeah, you too.
Taxi? You need a taxi, sir? I got magazines, I got music, I got whiskey. Hey,
hey, man, you need a cab, man?
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
Nice to have you back with us, Mr. Brubaker. Would you like the same suite?
Oh, definitely.
Seems you've left something in our safe.
Could you get it, please?
Identification? I'll go and code your room key.
Thank you.
There you go, Mr. Brubaker, suite 610 in the East Wing.
Thank you. Could I borrow your pen, please?
Certainly.
What's wrong with this one?
He ain't got five kids to feed.
Where's yours?
Right over there, man.
Hey, man, that's my fare.
Hey, asshole, that's my fare.
Eat this.
Damn you, Minnie.
An accident?
That's the rebels, man! Let's get out of here! Before they arrest us!
Well, what do the rebels want?
All the usual. More money, more freedom, more air. So, where to?
Last resort.
You're getting off to an early start. First time on Mars?
Yes. Well, actually, no. Well, sort of.
Damn, the man don't even know if he's been to Mars tonight. Voila! Venus, Bill! Hey, you see anything you like?
We want a party.
Well, this is the end of the line. We better walk from here. I'll show you the way.
Do you want to know the future?
What about the past?
Hey, come on, it's around the corner. Right down this alley.
Step right in.
Hey, they got everything.
You want me?
That is why you're wild.
Want to feel good?
Not bad, huh?
Read your palm, your mind,
your aura, probe the secrets of your heart.
I bet I can guess your birthday.
What is it?
You're a Taurus, right?
How did you guess? Tell me something, now. All psychics...
Freaks? Freaks, oh man, it goes with the territory.
What happened to them?
Cheap domes and nowhere to clean out the rays. So, this is it. The last resort.
You sure you want to go in here, man? Why not?
I know this much better place down the street.
The girls are cleaner. The liquor ain't watered down.
Sure, and you get kickbacks.
Hey, man, I got 5 kids to feed.
Take him to the dentist.
Hey, thanks, mister. Listen, I'll be waiting here for you. You just take your time. Danny's the name. Danny.
What do you want?
Looking for Melina.
Well, she's busy. But Mary here, she's free.
Well, not free, honey, but available.
Thanks. I'll wait for Melina.
Earth slime.
Thing is, friend, Mel's real picky. She kind of sticks to her regulars.
She'll like me.
Mel! Hey, Mel! Hey.
Still bulging, I see. What you been feeding this thing?
Blondes.
I think it's still hungry.
You got a lot of nerve showing your face around here, Hauser.
Look who's talking.
Hey, Tony, give the big guy a break.
Relax, you'll live longer.
Come on.
Honey, take care of Tony, will you?
No problem. If you need any help with this one, give me a holler.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
You son of a bitch. You're alive. I thought the Cohagen tortured you to death.
I guess he didn't.
And you couldn't get me a message? You never even wondered what happened to me? How's it they got you alive?
Melina.
Hmm?
Melina. Tell you something.
What?
I don't remember you.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember you. I don't remember us. I don't even remember me.
Where did you get amnesia? How did you get here?
Hauser left me a note.
Hauser, you're Hauser.
Not anymore. Now I'm Quaid. Douglas Quaid.
Hauser, you've lost your mind.
I didn't lose my mind. Cohagen stole it. He found out that Hauser switched sides, so he turned him into somebody else. Me.
This is too weird.
And he dumped me on Earth with a wife and a lousy job.
Did you say wife? Are you fucking married?
No, she wasn't really my wife.
Oh, she isn't really your wife. How stupid of me. She was Hauser's wife?
Look, forget that I said
no,
wife.
No, just forget everything. I'm sick of you and your goddamn lies.
Why would I lie to you?
Because you're still working for Cohagen.
Don't be ridiculous.
You never loved me, Hauser. You just used me to get inside.
Inside what?
I think you better leave.
Melina, Hauser sent me to do something.
I'm not falling for it.
He says there's enough in here to nail Cohagen for good.
Get out.
You got to help me remember.
I said get out.
Melina, please. People are trying to kill me.
Really?
All right. I'm leaving.
Baby, you make me wish I had three hands.
Well, I think you're doing just fine with two.
Excuse me, baby. We'll pick this up later. Hey, that didn't take long. Listen, let me ask you a question. You ever fuck a mutant?
Take me to the hotel.
I know these Siamese twins, man. You won't know if he's coming or not.
This afternoon at 4:30 p.m., I signed an order declaring martial law throughout the Mars Federal Colony. I will not tolerate any further damage to our mineral export operations. Mr. Quato and his terrorists must understand that their self-defeating efforts will only bring misery and suffering to the people.
Mr. Quaid?
What?
I need to talk to you about Mr. Hauser.
Who are you?
Dr. Edgemar from Recall.
How did you find me?
It's a little difficult to explain. Could you open the door? I'm unarmed. Don't worry, I'm alone. May I come in?
What do you want?
Now, this is going to be very difficult for you to accept, Mr. Quaid.
I'm listening.
I'm afraid you're not really standing here right now.
You know, Doug, you could have fooled me.
I'm quite serious. You're not here, and neither am I.
That's amazing. Where are we?
At Recall. You're strapped into an implant chair, and I'm monitoring you from the psychoprobe console.
Ah, I get it. I'm dreaming. And all this is part of the delightful vacation your company has sold me.
Not right? Exactly. What you're experiencing is a freeform delusion based on our memory tapes. But you're inventing it yourself as you go along.
What if it is my delusion? Who the hell invited you?
I've been artificially implanted as an emergency measure. I'm sorry to tell you this, Mr. Quaid, but you've suffered a schizoid embolism. We can't snap you out of your fantasy. And I've been sent in to try to talk you down.
How much is Cohagen paying you for this?
Think about it. Your dream started in the middle of the implant procedure. Everything after that, the chases, the trip to Mars, the suite at the Hilton, are all elements of your recall holiday and ego trip. You paid to be a secret agent.
Bullshit. It's coincidence.
And what about the girl? Brunette, athletic, sleazy, and demure? Just as you specified. Is that coincidence?
She's real. I dreamt about her before I even went to recall.
Mr. Quaid, can you hear yourself? She's real because you dreamed her.
That's right.
Well, maybe this will convince you. Would you mind opening the door?
You open it.
No need to be rude. I'll do it.
Sweetheart?
Come in, Mrs. Quaid.
Well, I suppose you're not here either.
I'm here. I recall. I love you.
Right. That's why you tried to kill me.
No. I'd never do anything to hurt you. I want you to come back to me.
Bullshit.
What's bullshit, Mr. Quaid? That you're having a paranoid episode triggered by acute neurochemical trauma? Or that you're really an invincible secret agent from Mars who's the victim of an interplanetary conspiracy to make him think he's a lowly construction worker? Stop punishing yourself, Doug. You're a fine, upstanding man. You have a beautiful wife that loves you. Your whole life is ahead of you. But you've got to want to return to reality.
Let's assume I do. Then what?
Swallow this.
What is it?
It's a symbol of your desire to return to reality. Inside your dream, you'll fall asleep.
All right. Let's say you're telling the truth, and this is all a dream. and it could pull his trigger, and it won't matter.
Doug, don't.
It won't make the slightest difference to me, Doug. But the consequences to you would be devastating. In your mind, I'll be dead, and with no one to guide you out, you'll be stuck in permanent psychosis.
Doug, let Dr. Edgemore help you.
The walls of reality will come crashing down. One minute, you'll be the savior of the rebel cause, and the next thing you know, you'll be Cohagen's bosom buddy. You'll even have fantasies about alien civilizations, as you requested, but in the end, back on Earth, you'll be lobotomized. So get a grip on yourself, Doug, and put down that gun. Good. Now take the pill and put it in your mouth. Swallow it.
Go ahead, sweetheart. Now you've done it. Now you've done it! That's for making me come to Mars. You know how much I hate this planet. Cuff him. I got him.
Good. Bring him down in the service elevator. Go.
Would you, sweetheart? Sweetheart, be reasonable. After all, we're married.
Consider that a divorce.
That was your wife? What a bitch.
I thought he didn't like me.
Cohagen wants you dead. You might be okay. Got it.
So you come back to apologize.
Kawada wants to see you. Come on.
Thank you.
Now what?
Jump!
Gillis, the dome will crack. Move.
Hey!
Taxi! Elena! Elena! Need a ride?
Last resort, quick.
You guys are going in circles.
Jesus!
Come on, you drive.
You guys are in trouble.
Go, go.
What are you trying to do to me, man?
Shut up and drive.
Hey, I got five kids to feed.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, you want to have some fun?
Where are they?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
No!
Oh,
no. Oh.
Maybe you know. Got them pinned down.
Stop fighting and pull out.
But they've got Quaid. They're protecting her.
Perfect. Get out of Sector G now.
Fire!
Don't think. Do it.
Yes, sir. Pull them out.
Everybody! Pull them out! Move!
Oh!
sealing up the area.
Come on, Betty!
First settlers are buried here. They worked themselves to death, but Cohagen ended up with all the money. He built cheap domes and watched the kids turn into freaks.
I saw them.
And if you want to breathe, you have to buy his air.
Maybe you can change all that.
Hey, I think my grandpa might be here.
So what can I do?
Quato's going to make you remember some things you knew when you were Hauser.
Like what?
All sorts of things. Like maybe you'll remember that you loved me.
I don't need Quato for that.
Since when?
Freeze! Come on, Melina.
Quato's waiting.
Hey, I didn't find Grandpa, but...
Oh, shit. Who's this?
He helped us get away.
Hey, don't worry about me, man. I'm on your side.
You're a mute, huh? All right, let's go. You wait here. Follow me.
It won't do any good. Cohagen's depressurized the tunnels.
Then drill through to Section M.
We can't. We're running out of air. We need help.
Okay, sit tight. Melina just got here with Quaid.
I hope it was worth it.
So do I.
I'm glad you made it.
You don't look so glad.
Cohagen sealed up Venusville. He shut off the air.
You must know something pretty damn important, Quaid. He wants you. If we don't hand you over, everybody in the sector will be dead by morning.
Well, then we don't have much choice, do we?
We can't turn him in.
That's up to Quato. Come with me, Quaid. Sit down.
Where's Quato?
On his way. You heard the rumors about the pyramid mine.
Yeah.
Cohagen found something weird inside that's got him scared shitless.
What? Aliens?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. That's why we brought you here. Cohagen's big secret is buried in that black hole you call a brain. And Quato's gonna dig it out.
You're Quato, right?
Wrong. Quato's a mutant. So don't get upset when you see him.
What do you want, Mr. Quay? The same as you, to remember.
But why?
To be myself again. You are what you do. A man is defined by his action, not his memory. Please, take my hand. Now, open your mind to me, please. Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mind.
I say we throw the switch and see what happens.
Don't be an idiot.
We can't risk it.
The chain reaction could spread to all the turbidity of the planet. That means meltdown.
A meltdown on a planetary scale.
Don't you think whoever built this thing thought of that?
Who knows what the hell they thought? They weren't human.
Maybe it's a trap. Maybe they want a meltdown.
We don't even know if this piece of junk will work. What is it? A million? Half a million?
About half a million.
Half a million years old. Well, let's make sure Quattro...
Congratulations, Quaid. You led us right to him.
How can you do this? You're a mutant.
I got four kids to feed. So what happened to number five? Ah, shit, man. You got me. I ain't even married. Now put your fucking hands in the air. Forget it, man. His fortune-telling days are over.
Start the reactor. Remar.
Mr. Cohagen would like to talk to you.
So this is the great man.
No wonder he kept out of sight.
Well, my boy, you're a hero.
Fuck you.
Huh? Don't be modest. Quato is dead. The resistance has been completely wiped out, and you were the key to the whole thing.
He's lying.
You two-faced bastard.
You can't blame him, Angel. He's innocent. You see, Quade, none of my people could get close to Quato. Fucking mutants could always sniff us out. So Hauser and I sat down and invented you, the perfect mole.
You know you're lying. Hauser turned against you.
That's what we wanted you to think. The fact is, Hauser volunteered to become Doug Quade. It was the only way to fool the psychics.
Oh, get your story straight. This idiot here has been trying to kill me ever since I went to recall. You don't kill somebody you're trying to plant.
He wasn't in on it. You set him off by going to recall.
So why am I still alive?
We gave you lots of help. Benny here.
My pleasure, man.
The guy with the suitcase, the mask, the money, the message from Hauser. All of that was set up by us.
Sorry. Too perfect.
Perfect my ass. You pop your memory cap before we can activate you? Richter goes hog wild, screwing up everything I spent a year planning. Frankly, I'm amazed it worked.
Well, Cohagen, I have to hand it to you. It's the best mindfuck yet.
Oh. Don't take my word for it. Someone you trust wants to talk to you.
Who is it this time? My mother?
Howdy, Quade. If you're listening to this, that means that Quato is dead and you have led us to him. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Sorry for that shit I've put you through, but hey, what are friends for? I would like to wish you happiness and long life, old buddy, but unfortunately, this is not going to happen. You see, it's my body I've got there, and I want it back. Sorry to be an Indian giver, but I was here first. So, adios, amigo. And thanks for not getting yourself killed. Hey, maybe we meet in our dreams. You never know.
You bastard!
Go, sir.
Relax, Quade.
You'll like being Hauser.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Not true. He's one of my best friends. Besides, he's got a big house and a Mercedes. And you like Melina, right?
Well, you get to fuck her every night. That's right. She's gonna be Hauser's babe.
I'll bust his balls.
Princess. We're having you fixed. You're going to be respectful, compliant, and appreciative. The way a woman should be.
Mr. Cohagen, telephone.
Yes, what is it?
Sir, the oxygen level is bottoming out in Sector G. What do you want me to do about it?
Don't do anything.
But they won't last an hour, sir.
Fuck them. Be a good lesson to the others.
Come on, Cohagen. You got what you want. Give this people air.
My friend, in 5 minutes, you won't give a shit about the people. Fire it up, Doc.
Excuse me, Doctor. Is he going to remember any of this?
Not a thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, Quade. I'm having a party tonight. Why don't you and Melina drop by? Remind him, Doc?
Sure.
See you at the party.
still. Fighting just makes it hurt. You don't keep still, you'll end up psychotic.
Melina, hold on.
Are you right?
Are you still you?
I'm not sure, dear. What do you think? Let's get the hell out of here.
You have to make a decision, sir.
Kill him.
It's about goddamn time.
The reactor.
What reactor?
The one in the mines. Come on.
People are dying, Quaid. Stop. We've got to get air.
The reactor makes air. That's Cohagen's secret. Let's go.
Where's this reactor come from?
Aliens build it.
Aliens? Are you sure about this?
It's just up ahead. Wash you!
Ready!
There's an opening.
I knew it.
One big reactor made out of terpenium. And Cohagen knows it makes air. The bastard won't turn it on.
Of course not. If Mars had an atmosphere, he'd lose control.
See down there?
It's a glacier. The whole core of Mars is ice. The reactor melted, and it releases the oxygen. Come on.
Enough for everyone to breathe?
Sure. Enough for the whole planet. If we turn it on time.
Come on, come on.
You think this is the real Quaid?
It is.
Don't touch that! Get away! Get back!
What are you afraid of? Turn it on.
Impossible! Once the reaction starts, it'll spread to all the terbinium in the planet. Mars will go into global meltdown. That's why the aliens never turned it on.
And you expect me to believe you?
Who gives a shit what you believe? In 30 seconds, you'll be dead. Then I'll blow this place up and be home in time for cornflakes. I didn't want it to end this way. I wanted Hauser back, but no. You had to be Quaid.
I am Quaid.
You're nothing. You're nobody. You're a stupid dream. Well, all dreams come to an end.
Yeah!
can't believe it. It's like a dream. What's wrong?
I just had a terrible thought. What if this is a dream?
Well, then kiss me quick before you wake up.